This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Last week we talked about ozone and how human-produced fluorocarbon chemicals cause thinning and holes in the atmospheric layer over Antarctica, first noticed back in the 1980s. But ozone holes were back in the news this past winter. Rick, what was going on?
Outside of the polar areas, ozone is constantly being created, ultraviolet radiation from the sun interacting with the oxygen that's in our atmosphere. But at the polar regions, of course, there's a period in midwinter when there's no sun at all. So ozone is not being replenished locally. And it turns out the Antarctic continent, high glacier covered, surrounded on all sides by ocean, is very effectively isolated from air that's at latitudes closer to the equator. But the Arctic is much more prone to intrusions of lower latitude air that bring in ozone from other sources. Now, it turns out in the winter of 2019-20, the Arctic polar vortex was very stable, and there were very few intrusions of more southerly latitude air to replenish ozone in the Arctic. And so, as a result, although not at the level of the ozone hole of Antarctica, say during the 80s and 90s, it was still quite unusual for the Arctic, and it just reflects the stability of that polar vortex. And that was implicated, of course, in our unusually, at least for recent years, cold winter over Alaska.
Wow, so yet another effect of the winter that also left a mark on most of us. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.